My name is Nicole South, and I'm a senior lecturer in the School of Nursing, Midwifery and Social Work, the Faculty of Health and Wellbeing. The project I'd like to talk to you about today was an exploration into student nurse and lecturer experience of using social media activities as a platform for learning within the very first module of the adult nursing curriculum. Students were given an optional activity entitled What is Nursing? Using the hashtag Nursing1, they were required to share their definitions, quotes they had found, and discuss this activity amongst their working groups, both in and outside of the classroom. It has been suggested that academics can further enhance the student experience through engaging with Twitter, and Twitter can enhance the student's experience through enabling the student voice, sharing information, and supporting the development of professional networking skills for a unified approach to an evolving nursing profession. It was with this consideration in mind that I decided to complete a small-scale study to consider the opinions of both students and staff members on social media activities that had been set. Staff were interviewed and students were invited to complete a 10-question survey online. And this was accessible to all 250 undergraduate nursing students. I used a combination of both open and closed questions, and these were used to elicit descriptive information around student engagement with Twitter on the particular activity. The results of this piece of work I decided to collate into a visual image to create student engagement with those results. And the overall image represented four key areas that were highlighted from my research. The first area I just want to briefly discuss was around encountering resistance. Social media had proved troublesome for some students, and some had reported a fear of IT and a fear of applications, which resulted in them not using the medium. But throughout these responses, students had indicated a desire for greater support, and they felt that support should come from the university to support them in their life-wide learning. The second area that was evident was this feeling of togetherness. Students felt that using the medium created a partnership between staff and students, but also this partnership with students in other years' cohorts, creating this feeling of collegiality across the student body. It was further evident that students felt a greater connection with the educators as tweets inspired them to explore elements that staff had retweeted from perhaps professional bodies, charities or organisations, and previously they did not know about these areas in their profession. The third key area was that social media was seen as a useful asset and an aid, and that it actually supported creative thinking and activity. Some students engaged creatively in groups, with a tech-savvy student leading those who were fearful of the medium to share their thoughts and views, allowing all individuals to engage. This was not led by the lecturer, and happened completely independently in the student body, so it demonstrates how creative students can get in those group scenarios. Students expressed that they enjoyed this as an alternative to traditional teaching resources, as it was a media that many of them had been familiar with, and it was further suggested that their need for this smartphone in the classroom was pacified by the allowance of this activity. If I look at the image, it details the results of this study, and I have shared it on social media and will be further sharing it at professional conferences nationally. Verbal feedback to date has been that the piece of artwork is intriguing and creates an interest not only in the project, but in the social media platform for both teaching and learning. I place small images around the text on the poster to provide an aesthetic visual stimulator and allow the reviewer to understand the context. I feel using this type of medium has really supported the engagement in results. If anyone would like to discuss this with me, please feel free to email me at nicole.south at canterbury.ac.uk. Thanks ever so much.